I've been so inspired by the girls in Castlemaine and as well as Greta in Sweden and their passion for the climate, and especially getting up and striking and actually taking an action against the massive crisis that we're facing now. So that, yeah, I guess that really inspired me to do just a little strike here in Geelong.
And what will it look like on the day? What's going to happen?
We'll be outside Richard Marle's office, so on Yarra Street, and we hope to get as many people as possible. I've got no idea how many people that will be there, but we're hoping to have banners, posters, maybe a bit of music,
yeah.
some speeches, and yeah, we're hoping it'll be pretty lighthearted, but you know, all there for a really important cause.
And why Richard Marle? Why him and not Sarah Henderson or someone else?
I guess, well, he's the Shadow Defence Minister. I don't know, he represents Geelong, and
it's good because Labor also, yeah, sort of on the fence with their energy policies and their climate policies, and they're most likely to be the ones winning the next election. I think that's pretty safe to say. And so, especially Richard Marle, if he can become, you know, the actual Minister for Defence, he'll be able to have a real say in the environment policy and the climate policy surrounding defence and, you know, immigration and obviously war, just everything surrounding that. So putting pressure on him to, you know, put pressure on the rest of his colleagues and the rest of the government and the rest of Labor to fall to the more, you know, the climate side of everything, which is really what we need at the moment.
Yep, and that for our listeners was Jude. Do you see the brilliant teamwork there,
yeah,
as he handballed, Laura handballed over to him? It was, yes, good to see. Okay, now there's going to be people, there's going to be adults that are saying, look, you guys are at school to get an education. I've seen this written in the newspapers. You guys are at school to get an education. You should not be doing this. You're going to shame your school. You're going to shame your parents. You're going to all of this. What do you say to them?
Well, I guess we are the generation that will be feeling the consequences of the past generations. And I think it's so important as youth, as kids, as teenagers, as children, that we actually stand up for what our future will be like and for us and for the environment itself, because it's just so detrimental and really, really important, and I think it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I think it's also pretty powerful. You know, we've got more information now about all this climate, you know, what the state of the climate, than we've ever had before, and especially young people having access to that information and learning about the consequences of the past and what it'll have on our future if decisions aren't made now. And I think if, you know, parents are telling us not to, well, it's the future that we're going into,
yeah,
and it's really powerful showing that we're willing to sacrifice study time, sacrifice, you know, a small
exams,
part of our education, yeah, sacrifice exams to speak about something that we're really passionate about and that will affect us in the future.
Yeah.
It's an issue that needs to be spoken about, especially throughout our generation, and you know, it starts with us. It's a ground up process. And so, you know, all the publicity that comes with that is extremely important. And just to be able to get the word out, you know, that we're here, we care about this, you know, it's our future and something needs to be done.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, all this media, it's global warming is happening all around us. Like we see we're seeing the fires in California, the droughts in Queensland, the recent IPCC report, even just figures of just the emissions and everything. Like, it's happening right now, and the media has such an important role to play in getting this information published and out to the society,
the
just the general public.
Yeah.
And so if we can get as much publicity around this event, I really hope it gets the word out, makes an impact.
What is it, just for students? Like, if can old grumpy old people like myself and Mick and other adults, your parents, they able, are you okay, fine with them being there?
That's the whole point of
yeah.
it. Like, it's, yeah, of course, yeah, it's important that we have such a variety of ages along at this strike, because it just goes to show how much it means to the general public.
The more,
yeah,
the merrier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you guys, what I would be very surprised if you don't have a social media presence. So what, where can we, we'd be happy to support you with that.
Yeah. Well, there's the walkout, the school walkout for climate change, Geelong Facebook page, where there's information about it, times, where it's going on. It's Friday, 23rd of November, 9 to 12.
Richard Miles office,
Yarra Street. You know, come along, bring a friend, you know, bring a banner. We just want it to be a really nice atmosphere, and obviously it's about a really important issue, so we'll be pressing for change while we're there, but it also needs to be, you know, a nice atmosphere, something that everyone, where everyone's comfortable, and you know,
all ages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And if the politicians think, oh, these kids will get, you know, it'll be the 23rd, maybe they'll go to Melbourne, some of them go to Melbourne on the 30th, and then that's it. They'll, you know, they're over summer, you know, they'll just forget all about it. Is that likely to happen?
No. That's not happening.
I really hope not, but if so, like, I really hope that we're consistent in pushing for this action to be taken, and if they are missing for some reason, we would definitely be hopefully trying to push even more and more harder to...
I'm getting the impression that you two won't be going away.
No, hell no.
Not anytime soon.
No.